and welcome to a brand new episode of What Are You Talking About? Today, I'm so excited to be joined by Daisy McDonald. She is fresh out of Torian Pro, qualifying in third place, and she is heading out to Texas for her rookie season at the CrossFit Games. We talk about her career as a gymnast, how she discovered CrossFit through her mum, following Mayhem programming, and how she's feeling about heading to Texas for her rookie year. It is a great episode, and I'm really, really excited for you all to learn more about Daisy. As always, don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to be the first to hear all about our new episodes and content. Enjoy! Daisy, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Firstly, we'll start off straight away with the congratulations, because you are heading to the CrossFit Games in like 6 weeks. It's come round very, very quickly. Has it sunk in yet?
Well, first of all, thank you for that. Not really, to be honest. I think it probably won't sink in till we're on the plane heading to the US. But in saying that, training's been really hard. So I think it's starting to sink in that like something's coming up. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. Your body's like starting to adjust. It's gonna get gonna get tough. How soon before the games are you heading out there?
We're heading out, we're leaving Australia on the 19th of July. So we'll be in Tennessee at CrossFit Mayhem for 2 weeks, and then we'll be in Texas for the whole week prior. So like three-ish weeks.
Yeah. So you've got plenty of time to kind of acclimatize, get ready.
Yeah, hopefully. It's really cold here in Melbourne at the moment. So it's gonna be a shock, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's really funny, everyone, the talk of it being in like Texas. Obviously, like the Oceania region, you're used to training in the heat, but like the humidity of Texas in August, everyone's like, oh, I don't know how well prepared we're all going to be. But is that like coming into your training plan at all? Are you thinking about that?
Well, there's not really a lot I can do about it right now, because as I said, it's freezing. It's like 10, 15 degrees. But yeah, like I guess it's just going to be what it is when we get there, like try and do as much as we can while we're there, and training outside as well, and see how we go. Obviously a lot of the events are going to be indoors in the arena, so I think there's probably only going to be a few that are going to be, you know, super hot, super humid. Mm-hmm.
A nice air-conditioned arena as well. Yes. So we'll get absolutely. We'll get into the games and Torian a lot more, but I really want to start off because you've obviously done semis for the last few years, and you've been a name that I think particularly in the Oceania region people know of. But where did CrossFit begin for you? What was your first experience with the sport?
Well, I did gymnastics for quite some time, but my mum and my brother both did CrossFit. Mum's been doing it for maybe 10 years. And she's not big into the like sport and like doesn't know many athletes or names, but to be honest, my dad, who's never done CrossFit day in his life, he knows more about the sport than her, so he would put it on the TV. And I think the first year we watched the games was when it was Tia and Cara fighting for first place, and obviously like Tia won that year, and I thought it was so cool that there was two Aussies standing up on top of the podium. So yeah, that was like the first experience of CrossFit, but I didn't start CrossFit till very late 2019. And I did the beginners program where my mum and my brother train, and where I still train today, which is Wolf Den CrossFit. And then like I was hooked. I actually went back to gymnastics for a month after doing the beginners program, because I was like, oh, am I done with gymnastics? And I decided I was. And then I came back, and I haven't looked back since. It's been so much fun every day.
I love that. And you must have started relatively soon, like before COVID, which actually it seems like a lot of people that are going to the games this year and last year did that. Do you think it was always a benefit, because you can, I mean, you can't learn CrossFit from anywhere, but you can learn a lot of elements of it and continue that through like lockdowns and things?
Yeah, like I started, as I said, late 2019, but didn't really come back and start for real until early 2020. And then pretty much straight away, we went into lockdown. And here in Melbourne, we were in lockdown for like a good year and a half. So it was in and out, but it was like about a year and a half. And as I said, mum, she's a big CrossFit frother. So we had a good shed set up. And we would spend a lot of our time in there. And I guess I got pretty addicted to CrossFit really quickly because that was all we couldn't leave home. So I did morning training and an afternoon training, and it was a little bit touch and go there with mum and I. We did do a bit of clashing in terms of when who's in the shed when and whatever, but lucky the shed days are behind us. So
how, when you started, how competitive was your mum and brother with you? Like when you were in classes, was it a bit of a, like you were trying to beat each other's scores?
You know what? Probably not, because I think when I first started, I was still just trying to learn all the movements. And then once I sort of knew the basic movements, we went into lockdown. And because the shed was small, like only one person could really train at once. So I feel like there wasn't really any competition. And then once we actually did get out of lockdown, I started doing more of like a compete program and not really doing the classes. So I think we sort of dodged a bullet there with mum and daughter competing, because it could be messy.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing. Even if you are on such different levels, whether it be, as you said, like mum and daughter or siblings or whatever, there's always going to be like this element of, I really want to be. So 100%. Yeah, you definitely did dodge a bullet. So at what point then, from training in a shed, do you go, oh, I think I could be quite good at this. I want to compete.
Well, I think ever since watching the documentary and, well, the documentaries and the 2017 CrossFit Games, I was like, still had plans to do gymnastics for a few years more, but I knew that I wanted to go to the CrossFit Games. And keep in mind, I'd never done like anything. I never lifted a barbell. I'd never, you know, done any sort of thing like that. But I was like, oh, I really want to go to the CrossFit Games. That seems fun. So I guess when I started to get into it and got a little bit better and jumped on Mayhem Athlete and started doing their compete track, I guess it sort of was just like a natural progression. Like it just, you know, got a little bit better. And then the goal was, you know, get to quarterfinals. And then eventually it was semifinals and moved on from there. So, yeah, it was like quite a natural progression.
Yeah, and here we are, yeah, like 4 years later. It's so cool. And it's really interesting because I think obviously having that gymnastics background, did you feel that there was, and I say this a lot because I do think we see it a lot, particularly in CrossFit, but there's kind of this like hole to fill in a way when you finish your team sport, I suppose is maybe the way to put it, and then you're like, oh, I need something else to kind of fill that hole of my competitive gymnastics. Was CrossFit that for you?
Yeah, 100%. It definitely started as that. Like I knew I wanted to do CrossFit before finishing gymnastics because I thought it would look so fun. But in terms of filling the hole, it was definitely that. Like when I started doing classes, I knew, you know, I wanted to do more. And coming from gymnastics where I was maybe training 3-4 hours a day and going and then just doing a class for an hour, I was like, I feel like I need to do more. But I think that was coming from like someone that's just probably quite addicted to exercise. So yeah. And then I guess going into lockdown, I had more time. So I did fill that hole, I guess. But now I sort of think of CrossFit as like, I hate to be mean to past self, but like it's more fun than gymnastics. I enjoy it a lot more than I ever did with gymnastics. You know, there's the vibe, like the community vibes, the doing something different every day, like getting to push yourself. Whereas gymnastics was, I was definitely a big head case. So mentally, some of my skills got really tough. And yeah, like CrossFit's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely more than filled the void from the gymnastics left.
And it's interesting because I speak to quite a few people that are ex-gymnasts, and I do have an ongoing joke that I think we should have a CrossFit game for people that have never done gymnastics. because I think you'd lose half of the field.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that would be interesting.
It would be so interesting. And then just gymnastics movements. But it's very regimented gymnastics, right? And I think it's probably different for everyone, but I think when you're at a certain level, it's very, very strict. And whilst you have to be strict with yourself in CrossFit, you can also kind of enjoy it. At what point did you, like, obviously, as you said, you were joining, you're following Mayhem's programming, but at what point did you kind of get a coach? Because I can imagine that changes things as well, from having to kind of follow your own program and being like, oh, I'm improving and I'm competing with a bit of fun, but then I'm going back to having a coach, following like what they say and everything. Like, where did that change for you? Because I can imagine that's quite similar to the gymnastics side as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely similar, but it's never been like too regimented in the fact that like I'm not having fun. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple coaches, and it's always been more of that just guidance and looking at my technique and that sort of thing. Whereas I've still been following, you know, your general like Mayhem Games track, and they've just been helping me with those little things and like more of that weakness work that I still struggle with. But I think a big thing was like just doing the classes when I was first starting, obviously, because that way you always have a coach there with you, teaching you the right technique and, you know, making sure things look pretty before you add heaps of weight or do heaps of reps. But yeah, I think, yeah, definitely having a coach has been a big, like a big game changer for sure. And my current coach, Zach, he's awesome. He programs lots of weakness stuff for me, and it's definitely made such a big difference in the past 12 months.
It makes such a difference. And I think in mentality wise as well, because it kind of goes, oh, you're going up a level here. And from going and watching the documentaries, obviously, as you say, like 2017, such a big year for the Aussies, going, oh, I'm going to compete at the CrossFit Games. Did you realise how hard it was going to be? And I'm going to say this, particularly in your region, because I don't know why I'm fighting, because no one's going to listen to me. But I think you've had so little slot spaces for so many years. And obviously this year it got increased by one, which is great. But at the point of making that decision when you first watched that documentary and going, yeah, I want to go to the CrossFit Games, did you realise how much of a process and how hard that was going to be?
I think in 2017, I was literally 15. And I was very naive to the fact, but I did believe I could get there, and obviously it did pay off.
Of course.
But I think as I started, I was like, oh yeah, that's going to be tough. And especially after semifinals last year, I didn't have a terrible weekend, but it was definitely tough. And I thought, okay, like, you know, CrossFit Games, it's still in my sights. It's still my number one goal in this sport, but I think it's a couple of years away. But then, yeah, like some competitions after that, I mean, I did Down Under, and then, you know, quarterfinals, they both went really well. And I was sort of in that top group that could possibly qualify. So I think in this past 12 months, or like, sorry, past maybe 6 months, it's become more of like, okay, I actually can do it. But yeah, like in those first few years, I was like, oh goodness, like what have I like told everyone I want to do? And I even think when I told my mum, she's like, okay, like good for you. Yeah.
Because makes a difference with having family members in particular that get it. Because even, you know, even I speak about CrossFit, and a lot of my friends and family have zero idea what I'm talking about. So having your mum understand how hard it is, does that help in the kind of motivation and support going forward?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I get to tell her the cool things I did at training, and she like understands that how cool it is, or how hard I worked as well. And the same goes like vice versa. She'll tell me, you know, she hit a PB, and I can get equally as excited with her. And also helps that dad knows quite a bit about the sport as well. So it's similar in that sense. Even if he likes to give me lots of pointers and can't do them himself, which is really quite funny. But But yeah, like the support from my family is unmatched. So, but there's definitely a few of my friends that have no idea what I do, and they compare it to like bodybuilding, and I'm like, yeah, it's not that. No. I just sort of give up at that point. I'm like, okay, just watch some CrossFit on YouTube, you'll see.
It's quite hard to describe to people though. Like if when you're, really you're like, yeah, they're just doing a workout, but they're racing. And
I often like try and describe it, and people are like, so what events do you do? Like, do you do like max push-ups and then like max pull-ups? I'm like, well, no. There's never really set events, and like they're like, but how is it scored? I try, and I'm like, just watch it on YouTube. Like that might help. I'm not sure.
And it, like we are, it's growing massively, and more people are understanding it. But there are still people who are just like, hang on, you're just like you're exercising, but it really, for some people, it just doesn't make any sense, which is understandable, of course. But it's really great that you've had that like understanding of your family, and I'm really. I don't know your dad, but I've got a vision of him just being like, well, he should be doing this when he knows nothing. Is he a bit, because he's a fan of the sport, right?
Yeah, like he would know more of the top competitors' names than my mum would, and my mum's been CrossFit for 10 years. And then, like, you know, like I'll tell him what I did at training, you know, I hit a snatch at this weight, and he, like, he knows what it is, like, he might know my PR, like that sort of thing. Like he's a fan of sport in general. Mm-hmm. So he knows what's going on in CrossFit, if that makes sense. But he's never done it. Yeah. And he probably won't ever. So yeah.
So I can imagine when you went to Torian for the first time, for him it probably would have been a real experience because you've obviously got some massive names. How was your first experience at Torian 2 years ago now?
Yeah. So the first year we went was on a team, we're like an affiliate team, and it was awesome. Like the whole quarterfinals weekend was really exciting because we were like, oh, we could make it, you know, that sort of thing. And I think we just scraped in, I think 20 teams made it, we maybe came 17th. And then I think we finished the Torian weekend out in a similar position, but I don't think any of us were disappointed with that. Like, I mean, we didn't better our performance from quarterfinals, but we didn't do worse either. And like to be out on that floor with that many people in the crowd is it was so much fun. You know, I PB'd a lift. I had nothing bad happened that weekend. Basically, like it was all smiles. I think the only bad thing was that most of us ended up with COVID when we got back home.
I mean, it was going to happen, wasn't it? In the semifinals those years, how much do you think starting off a competition that size in a team environment like propelled you and prepared you for the following years competing as an individual?
I think the team environment's good because I guess, you know, if you're nervous, you've got 3 people to share it with. If you've got a weakness, you've got 3 people to share it with. You also might get to shine on one of the workouts. But I think as a whole, like that big of a competition, it's very, you know, for me, it was like a new experience, a new environment, and that definitely makes me super nervous. So to be able to experience that for the first time with other people was probably a good thing to then go into the next year by myself, like knowing how it ran, knowing what like behind the scenes looked like, knowing how to corral and that sort of thing. I guess it makes it easier for the next year when you're all alone.
I hope you didn't, but how alone did you feel then going in to your first individual semi-finals? Are you stuck at a plateau and without a recent PB? Mergs has you covered. Bringing you the highest performance CrossFit and weightlifting equipment on the market, Mergs is your secret weapon to set a new best. Whether that's knee sleeves, grips, or tape, Mergs has everything you need to stay protected and performing. Head over to mergs.com now and save 15% on all orders with the code WOD15.
I didn't feel like totally alone, but comparing it to this year, like it was definitely a different experience. I was incredibly nervous. I didn't really know anyone, which made it hard. Like I really only had my coach backstage and you try and make friends, but everyone's there to you know, try and qualify for the games. And it sort of, I sort of felt like I was at a party where I didn't know anyone and you're like a bit awkward. But this year was like completely different. So I definitely had a more fun experience this year, that's for sure.
And also, correct me if I'm wrong, so were you 20 your first semi-finals? 21?
I was 20 at the team one, 21 last year and 22 this year.
So that's, and I don't mean this in like a patronising way, but that's really young to go and compete in a huge spectacle. And I think with semi-finals, you know, people are probably very sick of me talking about how much I love watching Torian, but it's not just a bigger CrossFit competition. It is such a huge deal and such a spectacle event. That's like, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I mean, I wouldn't ever compete at that level, but going in like, you know, like at 21 into a semi-final with some big names and like a huge sporting event in Australia, like how did you cope?
I don't really know. I'm definitely super nervous behind the scenes, like pre-event, but I guess as soon as that buzzer goes and you start the workout, you kind of forget about what's going on behind you. It's more of just like, can you control your nerves pre-event so that you don't, you know, hit the wall in the event? But another thing I think was I competed at nationals a couple of times for gymnastics. And although it's not as big a scale crowd, it is somewhat similar. And you're standing on a beam in front of that many people trying to flip and trying to stay on the beam and not let that crowd affect you. So I feel like there's definitely that crossover and that would have helped. But in saying that, CrossFit is definitely less nerve-wracking than gymnastics. So yeah, I think that definitely helped control the nerves, but maybe they're comparable if you have like a 1 RM lift, you've got to like, you know, hit it under pressure. But I think gymnastics has definitely set me up nicely for trying to stay calm under pressure.
Yeah. Oh, that you took the word out of my mouth. I was going to ask what's more scary. And I suppose as well, it's a lot quieter in a gymnastics arena, right? Everyone goes really silent so you can concentrate.
Yeah. It's like they definitely play like a background music, but it's quite quiet. Otherwise there's someone's floor music playing. But the crowd is nowhere near as hectic.
The Torian crowd, and this is why I talk about it all much, because genuinely I think if I could pick any event to go to in the season, it would be Torian. And I mean that even over the games. It just looks so fun, and the crowd look like they have their own party and their own vibe. Like when you, because I find that almost, can it get distracting in a way when you're kind of behind the scenes and you're, as you say, like trying to get in the zone and then you walk out? How do you have to kind of separate yourself from that noise and that adrenaline, or do you use it to your advantage?
I think it honestly doesn't distract me. I don't think. Like when you walk out, the flames go off, the crowd's going crazy. This year I was in that top female heat, so the crowd was generally pretty packed. And it honestly just gives you more adrenaline, pumps you up more, like makes you want to go harder. And then, you know, if you're hurting, the crowd's going crazy, it's there for you. I feel like, you know, the times I did at semifinals for those workouts, there's no way that I could do the same thing here in training. Even if I'm maybe like, you know, 4 weeks down the line, a little bit fitter, I don't think I could do it without the actual like adrenaline of the crowd. Mm-hmm. And even like with the snatch event, a snatch is sometimes something that gets like, I get in my head a little bit about it. And sometimes, you know, just get a little bit scared, can't lift the bar off the ground, even though I probably can like physically do it. But when you're in that environment, like none of those thoughts go through your head. Like it's like, there's this huge crowd here. I have to lift the bar and I have to hit it. And it makes such a difference with those sort of workouts for me.
Yeah. And with Torian, as you say, like with the flames and everything, does it make you feel really special? I know that sounds a bit weird, but how, like, it just feels like all the athletes are really appreciated, probably more so there than any other semis.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, especially this year being in the top heat, there was just, yeah, so much hype and so much support from the crowd. And I had a big bunch of people there from my gym as well. And it was like it's like my tradition. Like when I walk out, like run out, I try and find them in the crowd, and it just makes me like settle down a bit. And yeah, they also like, they're awesome. They, wherever they'd sit for that day, they'd get the people around them cheering for me too. So like there was just huge amounts of people just, you know, they'd say, you know, lane four, Daisy McDonald, and there'd be just a bunch of screams. So that's always, yeah, super awesome to hear.
Absolutely love that. So it was a bit different this year with Taurean, in the sense that a lot of the, I don't want to say quote unquote here, big dogs weren't there. You obviously, of course, Cara was there, but competing on a team. But the likes of Tia and Ellie Turner and Jamie Simmons, it kind of opened up a lot of, oh, hang on, this is going to be really interesting this year. And in conjunction with that, you had a fourth semi-final spot. When all of that kind of fell into place and you knew that certain people weren't going to be competing, you knew the number of spots, did that change your view on how you were going into semi-finals?
I don't think it changed my view about how like much effort I was going to give, but it definitely opened my eyes to like the possibility of like making the games like a little bit more. Like obviously that's always the goal going there, is to qualify. But I think knowing that the field was a little bit more open and there was like a higher chance that, you know, something like this could actually happen, it was definitely exciting. And yeah, like after quarterfinals, I placed fourth. I was like, you know, I've just got to give it my best. And once the workouts came out as well, I thought that I should have a good chance if everything, you know, if I compete as I know I can train.
How much do you, like, did you practice the workouts beforehand? Like, how much do you study the workouts before you actually get there on that weekend?
Not too much. I think the less I know, the better, you know, but there's a fine line. I guess you've got to know like what pace you want to hold, how you want to break things up, that sort of thing. But I don't really want to know how it feels and then hold back in the workout because I don't want to be in so much pain. So there was definitely lots of trial and error with like interval style, you know, variations of the workouts, but I only did one in full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was chatting on last week's podcast about how this year, probably more than any other years, and I think maybe because of the way the workouts fell, that you kind of did literally half the workout, half the weekend in one day on the Sunday. But the leaderboard was just hectic over the board, like across the board, all semi-finals. No one really knew what was going on until probably that second to last workout. When you are in the midst of that and you're on the floor going from workout to workout, are you paying attention to the leaderboard? Are you looking where you're at, who you need to beat? Like, how much do you invest time in that over the weekend?
Look, I think looking at the leaderboard definitely makes me quite nervous, as it probably would anyone, but I think I'd go crazy if I didn't know what the leaderboard said as well. So I definitely do look, but like sparingly as well. I try not to dwell on it. But yeah, like after day two, obviously you've only done half the events, 300 points are still on the table. People were saying, Daisy, like, got to book your flights. We're going to Texas now. I'm like, hold on a second. Like, mm-hmm. Still 300 points, you know, workout five and six are probably the ones I was like least confident about, like most nervous. So having those as the last two and on the last day was definitely made me more nervous about looking at the leaderboard and that sort of thing. But I think going into the last workout, knowing the point gap between me in third and the person in fifth, helped to it helped to know that like something bad would have to happen for me to not mm-hmm. qualify. But in saying that, I still obviously had to be close enough that, you know, I could still at least make fourth.
And it's the first year for a while that fourth place spot has been a game spot. And it really does open it up, because I think, as you say, like, that between third and fifth, and it's always then. I always find it's like between third and fifth, and then I always kind of 8th to 11th when it comes to like the bigger semi-final like rosters. But knowing that you had a little bit of breathing room, do you think going into that last workout, anything changed in your game plan?
I mean, if the point gap was closer, I think it would have changed it. But knowing there was like 40 points between me in third and fourth, I guess it settled me a little bit, and it maybe made me hold back a little bit, just knowing that like I really didn't want to go to failure on the lunges because that's when I would be in trouble. Yeah. So yeah, like maybe I could have gone a little bit harder and I would have been okay, but I think the way I played the last workout was probably smart, given it was like definitely my least confident workout.
Yeah. Is there any part of you that kind of spends the weekend like dreading that final workout? Like, how much do you have to put it aside? Because if you think it's going to be potentially your worst one, how do you like mentally prepare for that?
Look, I knew it wasn't going to be great for me, but I also knew it wasn't going to be terrible. Like it in terms of like a ring muscle up workout, it's really not so bad. Cause there's only 15. So yeah, like I didn't dwell on it really at all until it was right there in front of me. And that was the last one to go. Yeah. Like not too much.
And of course, like cherry on top of the cake, getting to stand up there and celebrate. How did it hit you before your name got called? Because I suppose at that point you were probably pretty sure and you knew that you'd made it. But at what point did you kind of breathe a bit of a sigh of relief?
I think coming over the finish line, like literally the last two lunges, like that dumbbell was coming out of my hand. It was not stable, that's for sure. And I wasn't sure if I'd make it over the line and if I'd have to go back or not. So when I did actually like finish the lunge and it hadn't fallen out, I was like, oh my God, like I think I've done it. Cause I was close enough behind the girl that was in fifth that I was like, okay, you know, worst case scenario, I'm in fourth, I think. But I really didn't feel like that relief and that excitement till my name was actually called, because I was like, you know, what if I start celebrating and I end up in fifth? So yeah, but when it was called, like there was so many emotions. So
it's a Taurian thing. I don't think we see that much emotion at any other semi-finals. I think maybe individually we do, but overall it just seems like, and again, is it the community that helps that? Like your friends and family, your box being there, like I can imagine it's quite overwhelming.
Yeah, like all my people from the box, they came down right front and close to the like the barricade, and they were right there when my name got called, and it was just like crazy. They were crying, I was crying, you know, I had to try and like wipe my tears and walk to the podium. And yeah, I think also the thing that you're probably thinking about is that three of the people that qualified were rookies. So I think for them, it's, you know, that finally, that feeling of like, oh my gosh, I've done it, that relief. And, you know, that first time's probably, nothing's going to compare to that first time that you qualify. And I think, yeah, three of the four, and even Maddie Sturt, who's made it back after 3 or 4 years of not making it, that's got to feel quite surreal as well, like almost like you're a rookie again.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things, isn't it, that, you know, and particularly probably at Taurian, I know obviously Tia's had her years out of Taurian, but we've known the Taurian podium pretty much, you can guess at least two of the three, for the last few years. And it was so nice just to have, as you say, like three rookies. And I think everyone that is a CrossFit fan has been cheering Maddie to get back there as well, as you say, after a few years. So it was just really, really lovely to watch. Obviously the male side was awesome too, but I think on that female side in particular, as you say, how excited are you as well to share that rookie experience with fellow competitors from your region? Because that's surely got to make a difference going into it as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like as you said, I'm super happy for Maddie to make it back. I was definitely rooting for her this year, even being a competitor alongside her. And Maddie and Jay also, they're locals to me. So I'm in Mornington, they're in just further south. So like we're like probably 10, 15 minutes away from each other. And then, yeah, also Pete Alice on the male side, I met him earlier this year at one of my friends' like training camps at their gym in Sydney. And he's awesome as well. So I was definitely rooting for him to get that fourth spot as well.
I love that. And so you're heading to Mayhem, which, let's be honest, there are hundreds of training camps now. Maybe not hundreds. There are lots of training camps now, but Mayhem is the pretty much the OG. It's such an incredible place. I assume you haven't been before. Will this be your first time going to Cookeville? How are you feeling? Because that in itself is quite a daunting thing, right?
Yeah, look, I'm so excited to go to Cookeville. I feel like as a CrossFit fan, like that's one of the places you want to go. You want to go to CrossFit Mayhem and see Rich. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm almost equally as excited to go to Mayhem that I am to actually compete at the game. So it's definitely going to be a fun trip to the States, that's for sure.
Yeah. Are you ready for the baptism of fire that they're probably going to give you?
Yeah, we'll take it as it comes, that's for sure.
We'll chat after and you'll be like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Whenever I see any of like Mayhem's like YouTube or anything and they've got someone like new coming in to train and they just look destroyed by the end of it, but in a good way. And obviously,
yeah, no, absolutely.
It's
gonna be fun. I feel like after what it'll be 7 weeks of training here at home for the games, it'll be like a bit of a new, fresh mm-hmm. environment, I think, give you a little bit more intensity and a bit more purpose.
Yeah.
So I think it should be good in all cylinders. Yeah.
And out of curiosity on that kind of topic, do you feel any pressure kind of waving the Mayhem flag going into the games? Have I just put that pressure in your head?
I wasn't thinking about it, but you've just put it in my head. Look, maybe a little bit, but not too much more pressure than like it already is, I guess, going to the games. But look, I think it's my rookie year, so all I can do is just soak up the experience, have lots of fun, and you know, try my best and see what I can do. So mm-hmm. I think there's minimal pressure being a rookie.
And so that was going to be my next question. Have you set any goals for yourself? We've heard rumors that there are probably going to be cuts and things. Have you got any goals going into the weekend? Or as you say, like minimal pressure as a rookie. I love that because it's true. And I think it's so important to soak up every ounce of that rookie year too.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, you never know if this will be your last year. So I just want to have lots of fun. I do think that I don't really have any expectations of myself in terms of an actual placing, but I guess a goal would be to just try and make it through the whole weekend. I don't know what the cuts will be, whether they'll be minimal or they'll be extreme or whether there'll be none. But, you know, if I can experience all the events, that would be a weekend success for sure.
I love that. Well, I can't let you go without asking you some quick fire questions, Lizzie, which never end up being that quick, but we try. So first of all, your favorite lift?
At the moment, overhead squat, I think.
I was like, she's definitely not going to say snatch after the conversation we had earlier.
Yeah, I was like, it's usually snatch, but not at the moment.
Yeah. Your favorite overall CrossFit movement?
Oh, maybe a legless rope climb.
Nice. Gymnast. Favorite benchmark wad?
Oh, look, I haven't actually done that many. I feel like I'm still so new to CrossFit. Let's say, just because we did it down under and it was quite fun, I'm going to say Grace.
Nice.
With a bonus, we did double Grace and that was pretty cool. I think I was better at double Grace than I would be in a field of just Grace.
I feel like, and again, I'm not a competitive athlete, but I feel like double Grace is easier to pace than...
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Grace is like all out, who can hold onto the bar, and
It's a bit more like, you know, you've got to think about it more. And then I know you've obviously had some team experience, but if you were to go to the games on a dream team, who would you have with you?
Okay. This is maybe like dream scenario, maybe not realistic. We're going for the win, so I'll take Tia with me.
Of course.
I'll take Rich.
Nice.
And let's go. I'm a big fan of Pat Vellner, so we'll go Pat Vellner.
Nice. You would be surprised how many times I've asked this question. No one ever says Tia or Rich. And I'm like, guys,
why not?
Rich is literally the king of team. And obviously, like,
exactly. Pretty great team
captain. I'm like, how do people not choose them? But they obviously, I'm here for that. I would be here for that team. And I just want to know, who are you taking out to the games with you? You've got the fam going out. I'm excited. I'm going to look out for your dad in the crowd.
I'll definitely have to introduce you guys. So my partner, Adam, he'll come with me when we leave to go to Cookeville. So he'll be there for the whole 3 weeks. Obviously, mum, dad, and my brother. We've got Nat and Rico, who are the affiliate owners of the gym. And Rico, he'll have my coach's pass because he's that good calming presence behind the stage. And then there's a couple other families coming from the gym as well, which they'll bring the vibe.
I love that. Oh, well, I am so excited to watch you out there. I wish you all the best on your rookie year and enjoy every second. But thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No, thanks so much for having me. Definitely enjoyed myself.